Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu holds the edge in a tight election.
His party did really, really well. They got the most seat they've gotten since the 90s.
And orders for Boeing's 737 planes dry up.
So this is the first concrete sign of how it might hit Boeing and indeed airlines going forward financially.
Plus, all eyes are in Brussels today as EU leaders consider granting Theresa May another Brexit delay. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Kim Gittleson. Let's get started. Now, before we get into our big story this morning, Benjamin Netanyahu's apparent victory in a tight Israeli election, here's what you missed overnight. Just days after we reported that Boeing was cutting production of its 737 MAX aircraft, now we know why. Boeing didn't receive a single order for its best-selling plane in March. This comes after the plane's latest model, the 737 MAX, was grounded in the wake of deadly crashes in Ethiopia and Indonesia. Our aerospace reporter Doug Cameron has more.
What jumped out about this update is it's the first time in almost 7 years that Boeing hasn't received a single commercial order from an airline for a 737, whether it's the MAX or the older version. Now, this is its best-selling plane with more than 4,500 orders. It's quite incredible that, maybe not surprising given the crashes, that airlines have pulled back.
European leaders are holding an emergency summit in Brussels today on whether or not to grant another delay to Brexit. Theresa May has asked leaders to delay the process once more until at least June 30th as she tries to work out a compromise with the opposition Labour Party's Jeremy Corbyn. However, EU leaders have gone one step further and said that they're prepared to grant an even longer extension of possibly up to 1 year. And Magic Johnson abruptly resigned as the Los Angeles Lakers president of operations. It was a move so stunning that he hadn't yet told his own boss, which he revealed at a press conference at the end of a game. Here is his explanation for the sudden departure.
I want to go back having fun. I want to go back being who I was before taking on this job. And I think that I had more fun when I was able to be the big brother and ambassador to everybody.
We report the announcement came after Johnson was widely expected to fire the Lakers head coach Luke Walton at the end of a game that was supposed to be a merciful whimper to a lost Lakers season. Instead, Johnson ended it with a bang. Now, our main story this morning, the results of a closely watched Israeli election. As of this recording, with 97% of votes counted, it looks like Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be able to stay in power. He's been the prime minister for the past 13 years. Felicia Schwartz is our reporter who spent quite a few sleepless nights in Jerusalem reporting on the race. So Felicia, what's the latest? How will a new government be formed?
It looks like Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be the one who will form Israel's next coalition. He has several thousand more votes than his main opposition challenger, Benny Gantz. And the count right now, they're close enough that they're both getting about 35 seats. But the way the government is decided here, it's basically who gets the most seats and who can form a majority coalition of at least 61 seats. And if you look at the other smaller parties that are in the government, the bloc that Mr. Netanyahu is the head of, which we call the right religious bloc, looks like they could pull together 65 seats to 55.
And what were some of the big issues during this election? There were a lot of things at play, but it seems like you were reporting that it ended up being really focused on one thing.
It really ended up being a referendum on Prime Minister Netanyahu, who's been in power for 13 years. He is really popular in spite of a lot of challenges he's had. The attorney general here recommended that he be indicted for bribery and fraud charges earlier in February. And now next up, he has a pretrial hearing to see if those charges will stick. That will happen in the coming months. His opponents painted him as out of touch with, you know, some of the everyday concerns about living here, healthcare, education, infrastructure. But, you know, Netanyahu has a reputation he's honed over many years of being super strong on security. And security is really important to Israelis when they cast their votes.
And now talk to me about some of the promises that Mr. Netanyahu made during this campaign. You report that one of them will have a pretty profound impact on what happens in the region.
At the 11th hour, a few days ago, he made a controversial pledge to begin applying Israeli sovereignty in parts of the West Bank, which would be a first step to annexation of that territory. That would make the creation of a contiguous Palestinian state in a future two-state solution nearly impossible, and could really change the terms of what possible Middle East peace would look like.
Keep an eye on WSJ.com for any updates in the race, as well as a response from the Trump administration, which has yet to comment on the outcome. On to markets. It's worth paying attention to the newly public Levi Strauss when markets open later. The 150-year-old company, which returned to markets just last month, reported better-than-expected earnings, and shares are up nearly 3% in pre-market trading. Here is what else our columnist Quentin Webb is watching today.
U.S. futures are slightly higher. That comes after major American indexes fell less than 1% on Tuesday, snapping a long rising streak. The pullback was down to fresh trade tensions, this time between Washington and Europe, and gloomy macro news from the IMF, which downgraded its forecasts for global growth this year. Staying with the health of the economy, many investors will be paying close attention to minutes of the last Federal Reserve meeting. These are due out later on Wednesday. The notes will offer more detail on how policymakers judge the economy and the prospects of either rate increases or cuts later this year. The minutes could also shed more light on plans for the central bank's $4 trillion asset portfolio after a runoff of Treasury securities ends in October.
Now, the SCED. Here's what to look forward to later today. As Quentin mentioned, we'll get the minutes from the Federal Reserve's March board meeting. We'll also get the latest reading of the Consumer Price Index. There, we're expecting that core inflation for March will remain unchanged at a little over 2%. Now, it's been a mystery for economists as to why there hasn't been more inflation given the low unemployment and steady economic growth we're seeing. So it's worth looking at the Fed's meeting minutes to see if this was something they discussed as one reason why they didn't need to raise rates later this year.
We are going to be the Republicans, the party of great health care.
You may remember President Trump's vow from a few weeks ago. Today, Senate Republicans are taking up the issue by introducing new legislation that would maintain the Affordable Care Act's protections for people with pre-existing conditions. We report that they're doing so in the hopes of blunting any political advantage that Democrats may have on health care ahead of next year's election. And Delta will kick off airline earnings season today. Shares in Delta have risen nearly 15% since the beginning of the year, making it the best performing airline stock of 2019. Although Delta said it lost nearly $25 million in revenue due to the partial U.S. government shutdown in December and January, many analysts are still predicting a profitable quarter for the company. Finally, for years it seemed like we all couldn't get enough yogurt, leading to a frenzy of startups. A crazy statistic, the average U.S. supermarket carries 306 different yogurt varieties. But now we're reporting that the demand has declined. So what's your take? Have you been overwhelmed by yogurt options? Tweet us at WSJ Podcast or email us at whatsnews, all one word, at WSJ.com. That's What's News from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening. Now get to work.